Okay, this is our sixth session dealing with level two, Al Mustawa Al Thani for Fiqh in the Medina program. And last week we began to read the topic, the fourth topic, Al Salawat Al Maktubatu. Al Salawatu Al Maktubatu. On page 10. And we read the description that they offered here about the five prayers, the five daily prayers. And then we stopped on page 11 at the tamarin, the exercises. And we went over briefly what those exercises require so that everybody would have a chance on page 11 and 12 to look at those exercises during the week and do whatever ones you can. And today, inshallah, we'll do them together. Today we will go through them together. And I should mention here that this topic of Salawat al-Maktuba is well known to all of us as Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we know this very well. We perform these prayers every day. But yani, there's still, even if we know about this and we know it very well, we might find some small point here or there that we have forgotten or we didn't pay attention to. And if not that, then at least it's a reminder to us, yani, what we already know, to reinforce what we already know. And there's certainly some grammatical and other linguistic benefits, inshallah, technical terms, vocabulary words, grammatical points that we can learn from these exercises. Okay, so topic number four, which we did read last week on page 10, is As-Salawatu Al-Maktubatu. Alright, so somebody start reading. Read the sentence one line by one line. Musa, read the title first, right? And read the first line.
As-Salawatu Al-Maktubatu.
Naam, As-Salawatu Al-Maktubatu, meaning? The obligatory prayers. Al-Maktuba here means Al-Mafrooda. Yani Fard. Fard. Al-Mafrooda. Yani Salawat Al-Maktuba means Salawat Al-Mafrooda. Yani the obligatory prayers. The prayers that have been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made obligatory upon us. Naam. Read.
Salawatu Al-Maktubatu Khamsun
Wahiyah. Naam. Salawatu Al-Maktubatu Khamsun. What is the meaning? The obligatory prayers, the prescribed prayers, are five. They are five. Wahiya.
And they are.
And they are. Hiya, yani, is a pronoun used for the feminine singular, right?
Yeah.
So why are we using, we're talking about five prayers,
because
plural, why are we saying hiya? No, because the plural for nouns that are ghayru akil, nouns that are ghayru akil, are treated as though they are feminine singular. They are treated as though they are feminine singular. So we say hiya, we say hadhihi, tilka. We use the feminine singular verb form, zahabat, jalasat, like this, to refer to plurals of words that are ghayru akil. What do we mean by akil? Akil means those that have intellect. And ghayru akil, they don't have intellect. Yani like plants and minerals and animals and things like this. Tayyib. Read the first one, Musa, first salat. Salatul al Fajri. What is the meaning?
The
dawn prayer. The prayer of dawn. The first prayer at the beginning of the break of the day. The break of dawn. Before sunrise, right? Dawn. وَهِيَ رَكَعْتَانِ meaning? And it is two units of prayer. Two. رَكَعْتَانِ This is a, what kind of word is this? Is it a mufrad or a jamma? مُثَنَّى 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 نعم. This is a dual word. رَكَعْتَانِ نعم. وَوَقْتُهَا meaning? And it's time. What is the time for this prayer? مِنْ تُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ الثَّانِي from the rising of dawn, the break of dawn, الثاني, الفجر الثاني, meaning the true fajr, الفجر الثاني, إلى طلوع الشمس, until the rising or the appearance of the sun. يعني from the appearance of dawn, the second dawn, the true dawn, until the appearance of the sun. Its time is what? from the appearance of dawn, when dawn first appears, until the sun appears, until the rising of the sun. So its time is short, right? Yani from the break of dawn until sun rises, any 1 hour, hour 15 minutes, 20 minutes, at the most hour and a half, like this. It's a short amount of time, which reminds us what? That the Fajr prayer, you have to have care for the Fajr prayer, because this time comes and it goes. Person has to be alert, we have to sleep early. The Prophet ﷺ did not like sleeping before Isha prayer, and he didn't like staying awake after Isha prayer. Why? So get to sleep early, so you can get up in the night and pray Tahajjud, yeah, and get back to sleep for a little bit and get up and pray Fajr. Naam. Okay, second prayer, who wants to read? Naam, Abu Bakr. Now, wasalatu dhuhri, meaning?
The afternoon prayer.
The afternoon prayer. Wahiya arba'u raka'atin. And it is four raka'at, four units of prayer. Yani, each unit composed of what? Standing, bowing, prostrating and sitting, right? وَوَقْتُهَا مِنْ زَوَالِ الشَّمْسِ. And its time is from the descending of the sun. Yani after the sun has reached directly overhead at midday, when it begins to decline, when it begins to descend. زَوَالِ, its time is from when the sun begins to decline from directly overhead. إِلَىٰ أَيَّسِيرَ ذِلُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِثْلَهُ. Up until when? Until the shadow, the dhil, the shadow of everything. ذُلُّ, ذِلُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The shadow of everything, يَنِ يَسِيرَ, becomes equal, مِثْلَهُ, equal to it. Naam. Next prayer, somebody. Somebody, Shu'ayb.
وَصَلَاةُ الْعَصْرِ وَهِيَ أَرْبَعُ رَكَعَاتٍ وَوَقْتُهَا
سَيْرُورَتِ. سَيْرُورَتِ, that's one word. With كَسْرَ, ذِلِّ. كُلِّ. يعني اسمه مضاف إليه. Next page. إلى
غروب الشمس.
نعم. وصلاة العصر, the prayer of عصر, right? The late afternoon prayer. وصلاة العصر. وهي أربع ركعات. وهي أربع ركعات. يعني here is a mubtada, arba is a khabar, and raka'atin is mudafun ilayhi. It is four units of prayer. Wa waqtuha, and its time is from min sayrurati. Yani sayrurati dhilli. Yani when the shadow of a thing becomes. Yani the process of something becoming, developing. Yani into something else. Until the dhil. Sayrurati dhilli. Yani dhilli is mudafun ilayhi to sayrura. Sayrura is mudaf and dhilli is mudafun ilayhi. And then dhilli is mudaf and kulli is mudafun ilayhi. And then kulli is mudaf and shayun is mudafun ilayhi. Multiple complex idafa. Until min sayrurati dhilli, sayrurati dhilli, when the shadow of a thing becomes, develops into becoming, of everything, the shadow of everything becomes mithlahu, like it. Mithlahu, the same as it, equal to it. Up until, yani from that time, when the shadow of everything becomes like it, that's the beginning of the time of Asr, ila ghurubi ash-shamsi, up until the setting or the disappearance of the sun. until the sun disappears from the horizon, falls completely below the horizon, meaning you can't see any part of the sun. It dips below the horizon, you don't see any part of it. That's Ghurub al-Shams. Now, no, it starts when the sun is all the way down. Meaning that, yani if this is the horizon, right? If this is the horizon, and the sun is going down, right? When half of it is below the horizon, that's not sunset. Until the whole of it is below the horizon. When no part of the sun can be seen, I mean, the light from the sun is still in the sky, right? Sky is still bright, it's not dark yet. When the sun dips below the horizon completely, it's not dark outside. Because the light from the sun is still manifesting itself. But it's not as it was before. Okay, it begins to dim and dim until darkness overcomes us. When darkness overcomes us, and the red glow from the setting of the sun is completely gone, this is the beginning of the time for Isha, as we'll see as we read. Right, so the time sunset, the time when you can pray, is when the sun has completely gone below the horizon. And Ghurub means that when it has gone down completely, it is completely absent. Okay, the next prayer, Naam, Abdul Kareem. Naam. إلى مغيبي الشافقي مغيبي is مضاف and الشافقي is مضاف إليه مجرور الأحمري. This is your question, right, Mustafa? Yeah. وصلات المغربي and the prayer of sunset وهي ثلاث ركعات and it is three units of prayer ووقتها and its time is من غروب الشمس from the setting of the sun. غروب is مضاف and شمس is مضاف إليه the setting of the sun. من غروب حرف جا اسم مجرور من غروب الشمس إلى مغيب الشفق يعني مغيب is مضاف and الشفقي is مضاف إليه مجرور الأحمري is what? A not. Also مجرور not. نعم. So its time is from the setting of the sun when the sun is completely below the horizon إلى مغيبي until يعني the شفق الأحمر يعني the evening glow the twilight the dusk يعني the redness from the evening twilight مغيب مغيب means مغيبي means the absence of it. It became absent from غَابَ يَغِيبُ. Became absent. مَغِيبِ, the absence of الشَّفَقِ, the evening twilight, dusk. يعني الأحمر, the redness that we see at the time of dusk, at the time of يعني twilight. That red glow that we see in the evening when the sun dips below the horizon, when that red glow is completely gone, there's no redness left in the sky from the setting of the sun, that's the end of the time of Maghrib. That's the end of the time of Maghrib. Even if the clock says Isha doesn't come in until 10:30. When the redness from the sky is gone, khalas, Maghrib is over. And Isha is in. This time that we see on the calendars is the waqt al-ihtiyati. Yani meaning that this is the time that, to make sure that Isha is in, they yani set the time a little bit later. And the Prophet ﷺ preferred to delay the Isha prayer. And he used to never perform the Isha prayer in the beginning of his time, unless all the people had come. If the people were not gathered in the masjid, then he would delay it as much as he could until the people came. Because the better time for the Isha prayer is to delay it, not in the beginning of his time. Whereas the other prayers, the better time to prepare them is the beginning of their time. But the Isha prayer, the Prophet ﷺ preferred to delay it as much as possible. And he used to what? Determine it by what? If the people were all gathered, then he'll pray in the beginning of his time. If the people are not all gathered, then he will delay it. Now,
regarding also, because you know, in the city, there's a lot of lights.
Nam, there's a lot of light.
How we see to determine the microbe and stuff like that.
Just go out to the desert. Go out to the desert. Yeah, and if you're unsure because you're in the city, don't mess with it. Take the ihtiyat. That's what ihtiyat is for. Yeah, any precaution. Precaution that you don't pray the prayer before it's time. That's the purpose of it. But if you're in the desert, and I have been in the desert at Maghrib time, it's clear. It's clear, akhi. When the Maghrib is finished, it's finished. It's crystal clear. It's dark outside. There were no lights out there at all. No street lights, no nothing, right? It's just darkness. You know that the Maghrib is finished and Isha is in. It's crystal clear. In the city it might not be, but in the desert it's clear.
Do you look towards the east to see if the day or night is approaching? I mean, when you're determining if the time is in or not.
From the west.
From the west.
From the west.
Right. No, but the sun sets in the west, right?
It sets in the west, yes.
But the night is approaching from the east, though, right? Yeah, but the darkness. Because in the west, you will still have light, right? You will still have light there because of the sun, the light in the clouds and stuff.
Okay, the light that is there at the time after Maghrib, the light that's in the sky. The sun has set, and there's still light in the sky.
Yeah.
That light that's still in the sky means Maghrib is still in. Yes, you want to look for the light. You want to look to the west to see if there's any light. Because when the light is completely gone, that's when Maghrib is finished. When the light is completely gone. Even if you look in the other direction, maybe you see darkness. But there's light here. And that light means Maghrib is still in. We're looking for the light. We want to see that there's no more light. The only way you're going to see there's no more light is looking to the place where the sun is setting. And you have to be sure there's no more light. And there's no need to haste. If a person is not sure, then it's better to wait. Anyway, it's better to delay the Isha prayer. It's better to delay it, not to be hasty in it. The prohibition of praying, I think you're referring to the time just before sunset. And the prohibition of praying at the time just before sunset. Meaning, when the light from the sun, yani the sun's glow, when it becomes dark, almost like orange, instead of like yellow, bright yellow, white, it becomes dark. When it becomes dark colored, that's just before sunset, this is a prohibited time of prayer. At least it is makruh and detestable. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the time of the prayer of the munafiqeen, praying at that time, meaning waiting to the end of the Maghrib time. Yani it's detestable to pray at that time. We don't say it's haram, but the prayer is permissible up until the sun actually begins to set. When the sun is setting in the process of dipping below the horizon, that time is prohibited to pray.
Now, the question that the brother was just asking, should I enter into the masjid at the time
It's only a few minutes. It's only a few minutes. The actual time of the sun setting. Look, I don't want to spend too much time with this, but it is important, no doubt, okay? The time that the sun is actually setting is when the sun actually breaks the horizon. A little bit. It started going down. It broke the horizon. That's sunset. It's sunsetting time. When it is almost completely below the horizon, but still a little bit above, a little bit left, it's still setting. This time from here, when it breaks the horizon, until the time when it's almost completely gone, is sunsetting time. That's the time that's prohibited. But once it goes completely below the horizon, then sun has set, it's Maghrib time. Okay? This time, while it's setting, it's going down further and further until it's almost nothing left. That time is prohibited to pray. It's forbidden to pray at that time. So if a person comes in the masjid at that time, they should not pray.
They should not pray.
They should wait. They should wait. They should not pray at that time.
Not.
You shouldn't pray at the time of the actual setting of the sun. Not the approach of the setting of the sun. The time when the sun has begun to go below the horizon. The bottom of the disk of the sun has broken the horizon. That time is prohibited to pray. Naam, akhi. Naam, hold on a minute. Because I think he wants to add to his son.
The narration that I was referring to is regarding fasting.
Yeah, is it referring to fasting?
That when the night approaches from the east
and the sun has set, then it is time for the person to break the fast.
Break the fast.
Exactly. So that's
In other words, don't delay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At that time, you should break the fast without delay, because some people said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "But we still see it in the sky."
So that light, if you still see it, and you see that the sun has set, like in your horizon.
That's right. Even though the light is still there, but the sun has actually set from your locality. It has dipped below the sun, below the horizon.
Yeah.
Then you should hasten to break your fast without delay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're right, that's exactly in reference to the breaking of the fast. Yeah, I do want to move on. It doesn't matter, whatever it is, you shouldn't pray at the time. It's prohibited to pray at that time. That's absolute prohibited time for prayer. It doesn't matter you're praying Nawafil or you're praying Turaka. Yani, there's a difference of opinion amongst the scholars concerning performing prayers which are purely voluntary prayers and prayers Zawatul Asbab, meaning the prayer that has a reason for you praying it, like Tahiyatul Masjid or Istikhara or some other reason, a prayer that has a reason. Okay? The prayers that have a reason in general, the prayers that have a reason are permissible to pray in prohibited times. What prohibited times are we talking about? We're talking about the time after you have performed the Fajr prayer until the sun has risen.
No.
The Watul Asbab, the prayer that has a reason, can be prayed at that time. That's not purely voluntary prayer. Purely voluntary prayer should not be prayed at that time. Yani, a person prayed Fajr and the sun has not risen yet. Yani, they prayed the Fajr, but we're waiting for sunrise, an hour before the sun has risen.
No.
It's prohibited to pray at that time. But if you're praying a prayer that has a reason, it's permissible to pray. There's a difference of opinion about this, but that's the correct opinion. It's permissible to pray. But this time, when the sun is actually setting, it's prohibited to pray at that time. No matter what kind of prayer it is, it's prohibited to pray at that time.
Okay, so my follow-up question.
Because that the Prophet ﷺ said that's the time when that's the time of the mushrikeen. Because the sun is setting between the horns of shaitan. This is the prayer of the mushrikeen. We can't pray at that time. Anyway, let's try to move on a little bit. Go ahead. Because we're not going to finish this, we're not going to even finish our reading, let alone the exercise. But go ahead, if you have something brief.
Well, I was just saying, if you arrive at that time, it's prohibited, you should not sit too.
Huh? It's better not to sit. Because, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي. Don't sit until you pray. In another hadith, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدْ فَلْيُصَلِّي قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجْلِسْ. Pray. يعني, pray two rak'ah before you sit. And these two hadith are coming from two different directions, have the same meaning. A person should not sit when they enter the masjid until they pray two rak'ah. But if you came at that time where it's prohibited to pray, wait. Wait a few minutes. I mean, the sun is going to set in just a few minutes. It doesn't take that long for the sun to set.
So does that mean you have to wait standing? That's
what's best. I mean, that from what I have read and understood, I would stand. I wouldn't sit at that time. I wouldn't sit at that time. And that standing is worship, inshallah. That's rewardable. That's rewardable standing. Not like standing on the line in the supermarket or standing at the bus stop waiting for a bus. This is standing that's worship. Inshallah, it's rewardable. Okay. Mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. And it's an important topic. And last, did we finish this one? Maghrib, Shafaq, when the redness, the red glow in the sky is finished, right? Then this is the end of the time for Maghrib, when the red glow in the sky is completely absent. Okay, Salat al-Isha, Abdurrahman. Yeah, there's a tanween on the sheen, that's a mistake, right? Like there's a tanween on the fa and Shafaq in the line just above that. There's a tanween on the fa. That's also a printing mistake. Naam. Wa salat al-isha'i?
Wa hiya arba'u
raka'atin. Now notice that raka'a has sukoon in the singular. Raka'a on the calf. But in the plural has fatah. Huh? Raka'atin. Naam. Arba'u raka'atin. Mudaf mudafan ilayhi. Naam. Finish.
من مغيب الشفق الأحمر إلى نصف الليل.
نعم وصلاة العشاء the prayer the night prayer any evening night prayer after sunset. I don't know, what do we call this prayer صلاة العشاء in English is there a good word for it night prayer last prayer of the night whatever right whatever هي أربع ركعات it is four ركع ووقتها من مغيب الشفق الأحمر and its time is from the disappearance of the redness of the evening twilight dusk huh the red glow yani after the sunset from the disappearance of that red glow ila nisf al-layl up until half of the night up until half of the night طيب after this we read this last week right we just wanted to read it again refresh our memory and go over some points maybe that we might have missed let's look at the exercises tamarin on page 11 the first group of exercises first question اذكر الصلوات الخمس وعدد ركعات كل واحدة منها يعني اذكري الصلوات I'm sorry plural اذكري الصلوات الخمسة الصلوات نعم الصلوات وكسرة right why is it with كسرة جم مؤنث سالم when it is منصوب مفعول به when it is منصوب takes كسرة الصلوات الخمسة الخمسة يعني is a not describing salawat and it has to agree with it in being mansub but in this case it takes fatta salawat taking kasra خمسة taking fatta both of them are mansub اذكر الصلوات الخمسة we'll start with that as part of the question then the next part of the question عدد يعني عدد with fatta يعني mansub ركعاتي the number of its ركعات or the raka'a of kulli, yani mudawfan ilayhi kulli, wahidatin, mudawf ilayhi, minha. Okay, the first part of the question, mention the five prayers. What are the five prayers, and the number of raka'at of each one of them? Okay, somebody give us the first prayer, and then somebody give us the next prayer, and somebody give us the third prayer. Which prayer it is, and what are the number of its raka'at? Starting with Abu Bakr. طيب صلاة الفجر وهي ركعتان somebody else نعم
صلاة الظهر وهي أربع ركعات
وصلاة الظهر وهي أربع ركعات مضاف مضاف إليه نعم ها yes نعم وصلاة العصر وهي أربع ركعات إبراهيم
وصلاة المغرب وهي ثلاث ركعات
وهي ركعات يعني the vowel on the end of ثلاث of the word ثلاث should be a ضمة وهي ثلاث ثلاث because it's مضاف it can't take تنوين right ثلاث ركعات يعني صلاة المغرب وهي ثلاث ركعات نعم يعني هي is مبتدا and ثلاث is خبر مرفوع ولام رفعه ضمة but it is مضاف so it doesn't take تنوين ثلاث ركعات نعم مغرب عشاء نعم عبد الكريم وصلاة العشاء وهي أربع ركعات طيب after this كم ركعتين صلاة المغرب نعم نعم فضل
صلاة المغرب ثلاث ركعات
number three كم ركعتين كم ركعتين with تنوين ركعتين why is it ركعتين Because after come, it's tamyiz of come is always singular mansub. Singular mansub. Yani, whenever you have the tamyiz of come, how many dollars, how many days, how many raka'ah, the word that comes after come, it's called it's tamyiz, is always going to be singular and mansub. Okay, that's why we say come raka'ah, raka'ah ten, even though we're saying how many, units. In English you say plural, but in Arabic, after come, it's singular. The word is singular. When we translate, we have to translate into plural. Come, raka'atan. How many raka? Or salatu fajri? Naam, Mustafa. Salatul Fajri, raka'atani. Not raka'atani, he said raka'atani. Why is it raka'atani and not raka'atani? Huh, this is a good question. Why is it raka'atani and not raka'atani?
Because with the
dual, he said you use the singular. Yani raka'atani and raka'atani are both dual. Raka'atani and raka'atani are both dual. So why are we saying, yani Salatul Fajri? Here, raka'atani. Here, raka'atani, not raka'atani. Now, Musa. Huh? It's a khabar? Okay, it is a khabar. Now, here is mubtada. Raka'atani is the khabar is marfu'an. The sign that is marfu'an is? Alif, because it's mutanna. Mutanna. If it was raka'atani, that would mean it's mansub or majroor. But the khabar is not mansub or majroor. That's why it can't be raka'atani. It has to be raka'atani. Raka'atani. Tayyib. Question number 4. Udhkur waqta kulli. Waqta mansub. Kulli mudawfan ilayhi. Majroor. Salatin, another idafa. Salatin mudawfan ilayhi. Min as-salawati al-khamsi. Yani mention the time of each prayer of the prayers, of the five prayers. Each prayer of the five prayers. Mention the time of each prayer of the five prayers. Mustafa, give us the first one.
Salatul Fajri, waqtuha min tulu' al-fajr al-thani.
Min tulu' al-fajr al-thani.
Ila tulu' al-shamsi.
Ila tulu' al-shamsi. Yani the Salatul Fajr, its time is from the appearance of the dawn, the second dawn, until the appearance of the sun at sunrise. Now, Salatul Dhuhr, somebody else. Somebody else, give us Salatul Dhuhr. Try. Now, Salatul Dhuhr, ya Mustafa, you want to give a shout out?
As Salatul Dhuhr is wa waqtu hadhi zawali shamsi ila
أن يسيرا بين كل شيء مثلها. نعم صلاة الظهر
مثله
صلاة الظهر وقتها من زوال الشمس إلى أن يسير ظل كل شيء مثله. يعني مثله يعني is referring back to what? Who? The Damir who is referring back to what? Why is it mithlahu and not mithlaha? Dhil. Now it's referring back to the shade. Yani, that the shade of a thing will be, yani, or the shade, adhillu kulli shay'in. The shade of everything will be like, yani, like the dhil? No. The dhil of everything will be like the thing itself. Kulli shay'in, like the shade. Now, yani the shade of the thing will be like it, like the thing itself. Yani the physical object, its shade will be equal to it in length. Five, Salatul, what? What's the next one? Salatul Asr, Abu Bakr. Now, the Salat al-Asr, its time is what? Waqtuha min sayrurati dhilli kulli shayin yani mithlahu ila ghurub al-shamsi. Ila ghurub al-shamsi. Yani the time of the Asr prayer is when the shadow of everything becomes like it up until the setting of the sun. Salat al-Maghribi, Musa. من غروب الشمس إلى مغيب الشفق الأحمر، يعني من غروب الشمس إلى مغيب الشفق الأحمر. نعم، يعني the صلاة المغرب is from the time of the setting of the sun until the red glow, يعني from the twilight, is completely absent. صلاة العشاء. نعم، عبد الكريم. عبد الكريم.
صلاة العشاء وقتها من مغيب الشفق الأحمر إلى نصف الليل.
يعني صلاة العشاء وقتها من مغيب الشفق الأحمر إلى نصف الليل. يعني from the time of the red glow in the sky being completely absent up until يعني half of the night. طيب after this question number 5. أكمل الناقص فيما يأتي. أكمل الناقص فيما يأتي. يعني the meaning of the instruction is what? Complete what is missing, that which is naqis in what follows. Okay, somebody take the first one, read it with the spilling in the blanks. Abu Bakr. نعم، وقت صلاة الفجر من طلوع الفجر. طلوع الفجر مضاف مضافا إليه الثاني إلى طلوع الشمس. يعني from the appearance, صلاة الفجر is from the appearance of the second dawn up until the appearance or the rising of the sun. B. نعم، عبد الكريم. نعم، الأحمر. What's the last vowel? الأحمر. نعم، وقت صلاة المغرب. The time of the Maghrib prayer. من غروب الشمس. From the setting of the sun. إلى مغيب. Until the absence of الشفق الأحمر. مغيب is مضاف. الشفق is مضاف إليه مجرور. And الأحمر is not مجرور. نعم، Maghrib prayer from the setting of the sun up until the red glow of the evening twilight is completely absent. Okay, on page 12, top of the page, Jim. Naam, Fadl. Musa. Read it again. طيب أحسنت. وقت صلاة العشاء. The time of صلاة العشاء is from من مغيب الشفق الأحمر. From the absence, disappearance of the red glow of the evening twilight إلى نصف الليل. Until half of the night. Del. Last sentence here. Mustafa. Before Isha, after Salatul Dhuhr comes. Al Asr. Salatul Dhuhr wa Salatul Asr. Naam. Wa Salatul Isha.
Kullu wahidatun minha arba'u raka'atin.
Naam. So what we should fill in here is Al Asr and Al Isha. Salatul Dhuhr and Salatul Asr and Salatul Isha. كل واحدة. Each one منها of them. Each one of them is أربع ركعات. Each one of them is four units. Okay, the second part of the exercises. The first question. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية. هاتي جمع الأسماء الآتية. The plural of the following nouns. Okay? The first one is what? The first one, salatun. What is this plural? Salawat. Salawat. And the second word? Raka'atun. Its plural is? Raka'at. With fatta on the kaf. Raka'at. And the third word is what? Waqtun. And its plural is? Its plural is awqat. 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 And the next word is? Dhillun with the letter va. Dhillun, right? Dhill. And its plural is? Dhilalun. Dhilal. Dhilal. Uh-huh. Or also, another plural is avlal. 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 Zalalu?
Now, there's another one, right?
I'm not familiar with it. But Zalalu? Zulul is also a plural. Zulul.
Zulul.
Zulul. Zulul. Anyway, check it for us. Check it for us. Anyway, there are several. Yani zilal is probably the most common plural for zil. Zilal. Okay, question number two. Iqra al-mithala. Iqra al-mithala. Read the example. Thumma akmil. Complete. An-naqisa. That which is incomplete. Missing. Ala ghirarihi. On its pattern. Yani the same pattern as the example. وضبط, and make precise الكلمات, the words that you're going to fill in, right? بالشكلي, يعني بالحركات. Make them precise by vowelling the words. Okay, the example that they gave us is ركعتن, a singular word, followed by ركعتان, a dual مثنى word, followed by ثلاث ركعات, a plural word, and then arba'u raka'atin. So they want the singular, the dual, and then the plural. That's the pattern we want to follow. Thalathu and arba'u. Now, Musa, first one.
Safhatun.
After safhatun is what? Safhatun. Uh-huh. And then what? Safhatun. What is the dual? Safhan. Safhatan. 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 Now, after safhatan, plural? The plural is what? On the same pattern as in the example. The pattern they gave us? Yeah, raka'at, safahat. 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 On the same pattern they want. They want the same pattern. Safhatun, safhatani, safahat. Thalathu safahat and arba'u safahat. The next word is what? Darbatun. 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 And the dual is what? Darbatani. 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 And the plural? Thalathu darabat. Darabat. Thalathu darabat. Naam. And there's another word? And arba'u darabat. Naam. And the last word? Marra. What is the meaning of marra? Huh? Yeah, one time. Yani marra, one time. Marra wahida. Naam. And the dual of it? Marra tani. Marra tani. Marra tani. And the plural? Marrat. Thalathu marrat. Or arba'u marrat. Tayyib. Any question about those words? The pattern, they say, ala ghirarihi, that means they want you to follow the same pattern. They want this singular, followed by a dual, followed by a plural on this pattern. Yani the plural on this pattern, like raka'at, safahat, yani like this, huh? Darabat. Yes, jazakallah khair. Okay, the last question, yep, almost. Next question, number three, akmil al-kalimat al-atiya. Just complete the word. In other words, they gave us a word, a new word that we learned, and we want to know how you write this word completely. Okay, what's the first word? Ash-shafaqu, right? Ash-shafaqu. Ash-shafaqu. And the next word should be? As-say-ru-ra-tu. 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 And the last word? Al-maghib. Al-Maghib. Al-Maghibu. Okay, what is the meaning of Ash-Shafaq? Ash-Shafaqu? The glow, the twilight at the evening, at sunset time, and the meaning of As-Sayrura? Becoming. It's the act or process of something becoming, coming, becoming into something. And the Al-Maghibu? The absence. Yani the absence of the sun at the time of the setting of the sun. And on the next page, I'm sorry, that's the end, right? Alhamdulillah. And we're at the end of our time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Yeah, but before your question, let me just say, right, that this is page 12, right? So page 13 is Sifatu Salat. Sifatu Salat is a little bit lengthy, so please try to read through it. Yani, try to read through it before you come to class. Yani, we didn't have a chance to read it today together, but try to read through it during the week a few times. Try to go through it. Try to identify the words that you don't know. Circle them, highlight them, underline them or something. But try to practice reading it. Try to fill in the vowels or words that you're not familiar with to make sure you're trying to get the vowels right. And see if you can understand as much of it as possible. Since we know how to perform the salat, so this description, yani, even if we don't know some of the words, we can figure out some of it just from what we already know about the prayer, inshallah. Alright, so please try to read before you come to class. Next class we're going to start with Sifatu Salat on page, what's that, 13? Page 13, Sifatu Salat. Naam, barakallahu feekum.